800-300-3030.
Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Wednesday, July 6th, 2016, and we're coming to you from the hot, sticky RWB Network studios here in New York, and of course live on CRN Digital Talk Radio and Red Nation Rising Radio. So, did you guys know that you are actually more likely to die while taking a selfie than you are by being killed by a shark? Yeah, that's true. That's from the Condé Nast Traveler Research. They're saying people are just, they're falling off of cliffs. They're all sorts of, they're tumbling to their deaths down waterfalls, trying to take selfies. It happened in Peru. Like, three people last week in Peru died taking selfies. Two people just tumbled off a cliff. Somebody else fell off a ledge near Machu Picchu. And a South Korean tourist fell 1,600 feet. All attempting to get that perfect selfie. Now, people are even getting killed by walruses because they get too close, and bears and lions and tigers and Canadians. Oh, my. So no good there. If you see a wild animal, okay, and it's bigger than you, do not try to take a selfie with it. And I guess if you try to take a selfie with a shark, now you're just asking. It's double trouble there. Double trouble. All right. Let's get into today's headlines. Fallout continues as lawmakers and voters question the FBI's decision to not recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton. And is it possible that James Comey and the FBI changed the criminal statute in order to tailor their decision? Also, what does this mean for the Trump campaign going forward? Did James Comey just unite the Republican Party? All that, plus we're going to look at a similar case from 2012 involving a U.S. Navy officer, and we're going to play a Maury Povich-style game today as we fact-checked Hillary Clinton's past statements versus those of the FBI director yesterday. And I have a new poll that I want to talk about, and I think you guys are going to want to hear. It may actually make you a little angry. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I got some cool videos that I want to put up on the website today. So if you go to rhinoreport.com right now, they will not be there. But if you go to rhinoreport.com in about an hour and a half, they'll be there, I promise. So check that out. We have two new Rhino reporters. We're going to have their stuff up on the site too. And if you want to write for the website, you can send me your submission, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll get you published on the website. No experience necessary, none at all. Just, hey, get the 300 to 500 looks a day. That's pretty good for a new writer. And, hey, a big shout-out to those on Red Nation Rising Radio, like I said, and K98Talk.com at 11 p.m. tonight. You'll hear our show then. If you're listening now, well, you're about 9 hours ahead of the time. As always, make sure you check out the show on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all over the place, except for that one network we don't mention anymore, although I might be on it again next week. Maybe we'll talk about that, too. All right, guys, hang in there. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to go 100 miles an hour like we always do here on this show. You're listening to The Rhino Report, the only place where radio kills the video star, here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger. the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show here. A little quick break, you know, 60 seconds. We're off and running. I'm telling you, it is like 1,000 degrees in here. I know some of you down south and out west, you have no sympathy for me, and that's totally okay. I get it, but it's like 90 degrees. It's humid. I just got bit by a mosquito, so I probably have Zika now. Oh, it's just going downhill. It's going downhill. And you know what? It's going downhill for Oscar Pistorius, too. He's about to spend 6 years in the pokey. That was my segue. I hope you liked it. And he was sentenced today for that murder of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. That was in 2013. Now, I'm very unclear as to how the judicial system works in South Africa. Like, he was in jail, and then he's out of jail, and then he's back in jail, and then he's crawling around a courtroom looking for sympathy, and now he's back in jail again, and he was supposed to get, like, 12 to 15 years if they sentenced him according to the statute, and he got 6. So there's, like, 15 judges involved. I guess there's, like, an American Idol vote on it. I don't know how they do this. But now I guess the prosecutors can appeal for a larger sentence. I don't know, 6 years in jail with no legs? Sounds pretty rough to me. I think, this whole case was wacky, right? He said he shot through the door of the bathroom thinking it was an intruder, I guess taking a poop or something, and it wound up being his girlfriend. People said there was arguing. I don't know. I guess we got our own problems here in this country to worry about the Blade Runner. But yeah, he was in the 2012 Olympics. I don't think he'll be in this year's Olympics unless they have like a penal system Olympics somewhere in South Africa. But this has been going on for like 3 years. 3 years. I thought our system was terrible. 3 years to get somebody incarcerated. Well, I guess it's been 25 years for Hillary Clinton, so I don't know. Hey, if you want to join today's show, all right, I want to hear your opinion on what you think about this decision by the FBI to just kind of abandon these charges and say nothing to see here. You can always call us. The lines are always open. I don't give out the number much, but it's 818-353-1276. That's 818-353-1276. You can opine on the show. You can be a part of the show. Hopefully we don't argue too much. You can give me a break so I can get a drink of water. That would be nice. But I still contend that James Comey did the Republican Party a favor here. I know. Everybody wants to see Hillary Clinton in handcuffs. I am one of them. I'm definitely one of them. I think she should be on her way to Danbury right now, FCI Danbury, with her brand new bracelets and an orange jumpsuit. But Hillary Clinton is a terrible, terrible candidate. She's horrible. She's probably the worst candidate the Democrats have ever had. Now, you could go back 50 or 60 years and maybe debate me there. But in modern times, in the last 30 years, she is the worst. She's always contradicting herself. She's always lying. She cares about platforms that 1 or 2% of the population care about. But this has been what she was supposed to do since 2008. This is her coronation, the DNC. They blocked everybody. No up-and-comers in the Democrat Party. You can't even name three. I challenge you to name three. They're not there. And don't give me, like, Warren, Pelosi, Biden. Those aren't up-and-comers. Those are down-and-outs. They're down-and-outs. So, I think Comey might have done the Republicans a solid here. This could have ended, right? Let's say yesterday he comes out and he says, we recommend charges be placed on Hillary Clinton. She would have been under an enormous amount of pressure to abandon the campaign, suspend the campaign, whatever it is, before the convention. They would insert Comey or Warren or Sanders or even Bloomberg, someone like that. Who knows? Mark Cuban? Who knows? somebody who's polling higher than Trump, and polling higher by quite a bit. Someone that would easily beat Trump. Easily. Joe Biden, I don't like him, but he would wipe the floor with Donald Trump. And then you'd see Republicans calling for a new nominee. Shenanigans at the convention. Rubio, Romney, Cruz, whoever, whomever. But Hillary Clinton is very, very beatable. Sanders still polls higher than she does against Trump. They all do. And now this draws it on. This thing could have been over. 48 hours later, she could have suspended her campaign. They have a new nominee. They start fresh. This is now going to drag on for months. Months. The House and Senate Judicial Committees, they want to meet with Loretta Lynch and James Comey, probably in September. House Oversight is going to meet with James Comey tomorrow. This is going to drag on. It's going to be there. Donald Trump is already releasing ads. We'll have that ad. It was a Facebook ad. I'll have it on the website after the show. It's a great ad. It shows Hillary Clinton saying one thing. And James Comey saying something completely different. And this is what you're going to see. Her being quote-unquote vindicated here is not going to help her poll numbers. It's going to hurt them. The average voter now thinks she's a crook. Before, there was nothing on record. There was no official determination. Now there is. You have the head of the FBI saying she broke the law. Whether or not they choose to recommend indictment, whole different story. Whole different story. And now, the whole system is rigged argument? Now it holds water. It holds water. You just saw it in front of your face yesterday. Probably like many of you, I'm watching this 11 o'clock news conference. And he's building the case, right? He's building and building and she did this and she did that and... All these breaches, and she shouldn't have had this, and there were 110 emails, and three more we found on her deleted stuff because she didn't know how to delete stuff right. And I'm thinking, this is it. Part of me was really happy, and part of me said, you know what? I'd rather face Hillary than face Biden. I would. I don't know, maybe you guys feel differently. She's so beatable. Her numbers, she has not pulled away. She got a little bump after she finally locked up this primary against Bernie. I mean, it took months, right? Trump locked his up, what, 3 weeks before she did? And there were 17 people. He had to beat 16 other people with phenomenal records. Not one person on that stage you looked at and said, I don't know, kind of a loser. I don't know, maybe Jeb Bush. Maybe that's the only one. Maybe that's my own personal opinion. But he beat 16 people, and he beat them pretty handily. It took her months to wipe out Bernie Sanders. Months, and he still hasn't even conceded yet. So, this is, she got like a 4-point bump. That's it. We're right there. Every poll is in the margin of error, and if you look at the sampling of these polls, it's not close right now, guys. It's not. Forget what mainstream media is telling you. Forget what you're reading on Real Clear Politics, just seeing the numbers there. They mean nothing. You have to look at the sampling, and the sampling shows a tremendous, tremendous bias. Republican primary voters are up over 60% this last primary season. Democrats down almost 30. Almost 30. You're talking about almost 100% difference in voters. This isn't that close. I want to see Donald Trump beat Hillary in November. That's what I want to see, and this is going to help. We'll be back in about a minute. You're listening to the Rhino Report. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the show, guys. I know a few of you may think I'm so far off base here about wanting Hillary Clinton to pursue this candidacy. Believe me, there is nobody out there that wants to see Hillary Clinton do a perp walk more than I do. Put her head down, stress position, whatever it is, hoodie over her face. They got to take her earpiece out, though, so Uma Abedin can't tell her what to say. But it makes a lot of sense. It makes a ton of sense. Joe Biden is very popular, and what do you have against him? Right? There's not much out there. You have a couple of times where he's standing behind someone doing a speech, massaging their shoulders. Yeah, a little unsavory, sure. But is that enough? I mean, is that enough to dissuade the Democrat voter? They have a candidate now who is routinely breaking the law and lying to them. Do you think a shoulder massage is gonna, you know, do anything for them to say, I'll vote for Trump instead? No. No, not at all. Biden would win this thing in a landslide. Landslide. And you know what? President Obama knows that. He knows it. I think a lot of Democrats know that too. Now you have these yahoos, like Elizabeth Warren, who just, you know, they spout off, you know, Mrs. I hate capitalism, but I'll make all the money I can and then tell you can't make any. You know, all of her dealings with banks, buying foreclosed properties, evicting people. No, capitalism is so bad. Well, guess what banks operate under? It's called capitalism, and she made a lot of money doing it. But she's about the only one that's getting excited about Hillary Clinton. There's a few sort of junior senators or not too tenured House representatives who want to be on the ticket. They act excited, right? Because they want to be in an 8-year term. If she wins, it will not be an 8-year term. That is so, so rare to see the same party do 2 8-year terms in a row. Very, very rare. In fact, I can't remember the last time it happened. I'm sure someone will correct me on Twitter, though, and tell me when it did happen. But Obama knows I think he wanted the FBI. You know, everyone says there was this sort of Lynch and Obama, and they told the FBI not to. I don't believe that. I really don't. I really think they wanted Joe Biden. I think he's ready now. He wasn't ready back in October. I think he's ready now. I do. But I guess we'll see what happens. If you think I'm way off base, you can let me know. You can email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. You can call the show. I gave the number before. I'll give it again. 818-353-1276. That's the number. So, let's look a little bit here. You know, before I get into some of this fact-checking, the two statements that Comey made yesterday is what has everybody going nuts, right? The first thing he says here at the end, he says, although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. And, of course, the argument is, who are you to say what a reasonable prosecutor is? Apparently, Obama and Mayor Rawlings Blake thought that Mosby was a reasonable prosecutor, and she's what? Oh, for the century now, trying to try these officers in the Freddie Gray death. And then he says, to be clear, just so we're clear, right? I'm going to opine here a little bit. To be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that's not what we're deciding now. So again, above the law. Now, on most networks, these were the two statements that got the most airtime. These are the ones. And people start saying, you know, how wrong is a guy like Bernie Sanders? How wrong is a guy like Donald Trump? This us versus the government mentality. We just had the head of the FBI, essentially the nation's police force, tell us that people are above the law. And he says it very clearly. There is words here. He's not a politician. So this us versus the government mentality, that's what this is about. I guarantee in the next 2 weeks, you are going to see Donald Trump's independent numbers start to skyrocket. Because this will resonate with them. Now, the average Trump voter right now says, yeah, well, I get that. That's why I voted for Trump. And your ardent Hillary supporters are saying, well, listen, not a big deal. It's emails. Who cares? You know, they're trying to justify the apologists. But it's the independents who seem to go either way with trust. Their big thing is trust. They want to trust the next president. And now, which one would you trust now? You don't trust Trump because he's brash? Or you don't trust Hillary Clinton because she's been lying to you for the last 25 years? And now it's on record. Now it's on record. Trump gets a big spike. His numbers start going up. We're going to talk about it again when we come back. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. We're about 26 minutes to the top of the hour. It's the end of the show, really, unfortunately. It goes so fast. These shows go by really fast. You know, today is kind of an exercise in watching what mainstream media does and how they handle these events that don't exactly fit their narrative. Now they're trying to push the whole gun control thing again, right? There are Democrats, and they're going to do sit-ins again, and they're going to interrupt Paul Ryan, and they want more votes on gun control, and that seems to be taking a lot of the headlines on your Clinton news networks and your MSNBCs, and even here on Long Island, News Channel 12 is extremely biased. They're extremely pro-Clinton. It was owned by James Dolan. He's a big Clintonite. The only clips they show here of Trump are very bad ones, actually. And then they show Hillary acting like she's, you know, queen of the people. But, you know, and now they're pushing this story from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where there was a black man shot by a cop. He was wrestling. He had a gun on him. They shot him. There's not a lot of facts out right now about this case, but they're starting to push it, right? Because they want to push this Hillary stuff out of the way. It doesn't suit the narrative. It doesn't suit what they want you to hear. Because James Comey yesterday gave them nothing. Nothing to hang their hat on. Nothing. He said, yeah, we're not pressing charges, but she broke the law. I mean, you can't cut that statement up 10 different ways. There's no way to do it. He just fed Trump a whole bunch of clips for his ads. And you're going to see those coming. I mean, they're already out. Facebook already has a great one out there. But, you know, I was looking back at some of the things that Hillary has said over the last year or so, and I figured we'd play a little game here. In 2015, she says, "I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material." Again, 2015, and we determined that was a lie. The FBI identified at least 113 emails that passed through her server. And in fact, there were a few that they had to find in the 30,000 she deleted. Yeah, three of them were classified or special access program or top secret. 113 total. So we determined that was a lie. Well, we also have here, Clinton says, "I responded right away and provided all my emails that could possibly be work-related." Again, at a State Department news conference in March of 2015, we determined that to be a lie. Yeah, we determined that to be a lie. Several thousand work-related emails were not in the group of the 30,000 emails that they had returned to the State Department. Another lie, another Clinton lie. She also said in 2015, "I thought it would be easier to carry just one device for my work and personal emails instead of two." Lo and behold, we determined that to be a lie. Well, she's had numerous mobile devices and servers, this all courtesy of James Comey yesterday. All courtesy of him. She says, in 2015, again, everything was stored on a properly guarded server that was protected by the Secret Service. There were no security breaches. Well, guess what? Another lie. Another lie. The FBI said, "Listen, we assess it's possible that hostile actors gained access to Secretary Clinton's personal email account." That, again, straight from the horse's mouth, and that horse is Director James Comey. These are all over the place. And I think some of these more moderate Democrats, some of the more moderate ones, the ones that at least utilize 51% of their brains, are starting to see that this is not the person. I do wonder if these protests that they're expecting at the DNC convention in Philadelphia will now, well, be more impactful. They put a fence up around the convention center in Philadelphia, well, because, you know, fences don't work, right? No, they put a fence up to keep out the Bernie supporters. They don't want them in there. They don't want them causing trouble. They don't want them mooching. So they put a fence up. And in fact, they've actually reactivated a prison in the Philadelphia area, where they're going to put these protesters. So they will imprison protesters at the DNC convention, but these localities where Donald Trump goes to, they don't arrest them? I mean, what do we have? 300-400 protesters, 2 or 3 get arrested, most of them get away. But they've actually reactivated a prison in Pennsylvania to house protesters of the DNC convention, mainly Bernie supporters. They should be happy. They should be happy. The prison is outfitted with air conditioning and TVs, and it's going to be much, much more comfortable than their mom's basement. But yeah, do as I say, not as I do. Always the case. Always the case. So we did talk about, it sounds like Comey is going to have to answer some more questions. The Hout Oversight and Government Reform Committee, well, they're going to talk to him tomorrow. They want to know what he found, how they found it, and they want a lot of the evidence released. Now, I don't think you're going to get a lot of it released. I really don't. Because we do not have security clearances. So they're going to heavily redact stuff. I don't wonder if a lot of this leads up to Comey resigning. I don't know. Is he too proud for that? Who knows? He didn't want to be the guy who made the decision. He had a chance to grow some balls on national TV, and he decided not to. But the Hout Oversight Committee, which is chaired by Jason Chaffetz of Utah, they're going to question. He says, "The FBI's recommendation is surprising and confusing. The fact pattern presented by Director Comey makes clear Secretary Clinton violated the law. Individuals who intentionally skirt the law must be held accountable. Congress and the American people have a right to understand the depth and breadth of the FBI's investigation." Now, I still don't believe these Republicans really want her arrested. They just want this thing to drag on. Drag on until November, and then let it go. Let it go after that, or if you have a Trump presidency, maybe he's six like Chris Christie on her, or something like that, or Rudy Giuliani. You know, get a couple of New York and New Jersey guys involved. She's donezo. Donezo. So we'll see what they come up with here, the House Oversight Committee, and then Lynch and Comey are going to sit in front of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees probably after the break in September, just in time for the final push. Well, listen, they can't do it during the summer. These senators, these representatives, they work way too hard. They need a break. They need a couple of months off, a little R&R, and they have to, you know, maybe go and campaign a little bit. Well, if there were term limits, that would put an end to those campaigns. Hang in there, guys. A couple more segments to go. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. You know, this is the point in every show where I have to start looking around my desk and figuring out what we're going to talk about tomorrow because we're not going to get to it today. Generally, the Rhino mailbag falls into that category. That's why I didn't even bring it up today. I didn't even say it in the open. Oh man. All right. Andrew McCarthy, who is a senior fellow at the National Review and a former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, well, he had, quite a few things to say. He said he was disheartened by this whole thing that happened, why there's no charges pressed on Hillary Clinton. And he said, this is a quote, he said, "I thought the case Comey laid out was as bulletproof as it gets. And it seems to me he got all the way down the field and then moved the goalposts." Well, that's kind of what happened, right? That sounds about right to me. Now, the statement goes on. But what's really interesting about what Mr. McCarthy says here is he argues that Comey basically rewrote the statute to get around indicting Hillary. Now, that could be a big deal. That could be a big deal. I know the House wants to look into this, too, when they speak with Comey. And then, of course, the Judiciary Committee. I can say that. Judiciary Committees talk to both of these clowns next September. But McCarthy says, in essence, in order to give Mrs. Clinton the pass, the FBI rewrote the statute, inserting an intent element that Congress did not require. The added intent element, moreover, makes no sense. The point of having a statute that criminalizes gross negligence is to underscore that government officials have a special obligation to safeguard national defense secrets. When they fail to carry out that obligation due to gross negligence, they are guilty of serious wrongdoing. The lack of intent to harm our country is irrelevant. people never intend the bad things that happen due to gross negligence. That's very true. That's very true. You could be driving along the highway going 80 miles an hour. You're grossly negligent. You're driving in a too fast in most areas, and you happen to hit a car and you kill somebody. Well, you didn't mean to kill anybody, but you were acting grossly negligent. So, yeah, putting the intent statute or the intent clause into the statute could be a big deal. And if that's what happened, that may be where you see Comey resign. That may be the issue there. And then maybe we'll get a tell-all. That would be great. If we get a tell-all, who knows? Maybe he's too straight for that, but too straight-laced for that. I'm not referring to his sexual orientation. But hey, listen. There was a guy back in 2012, all right? His name was Brian Nishimura. And he was a naval reservist, and he was prosecuted on very similar charges. He admitted to handling classified materials inappropriately while deployed to Afghanistan from 2007 to 2008. He was actually prosecuted last year, but everything began in 2012. They said Nishimura, however, caused the materials to be downloaded and stored on his personal unclassified electronic devices and storage media. This is all from the FBI. He carried such classified materials on his unauthorized media when he traveled off base in Afghanistan and ultimately carried those materials back to the United States at the end of his deployment. They said he had a large quantity of classified materials. Well, he couldn't have had 30,000 documents, right? Couldn't have had 30,000. But essentially, this is very much the same things we're seeing with Hillary Clinton. She used her devices outside of secured areas. She used personal devices, which she was not allowed to use. And, it looks like Nishimura here, he got 2 years of probation and a $7,500 fine and a forfeiture of personal media containing classified materials. He also lost the ability to ever hold a security clearance ever again. Now, that may be an issue. We've heard Paul Ryan bring this up, that they may look into taking away Hillary Clinton's security clearance. Now, that is a big deal. You cannot have a commander-in-chief that does not have top security clearance. How can they command an army that they don't have intelligence about? That would be a big deal. Now, I don't know if Congress has the ability to do that. I think they're looking into that right now as well. But there are several cases like this. Several cases, and you're going to hear them pointed out on different talk shows and different media outlets. I don't need to go into all of them. They all basically say the same thing. They say that someone did what Hillary Clinton did, and they were prosecuted, and she wasn't. All right, so you don't need to hear the details of all of them. They're all very, very similar, which is why Comey made the statement that while some cases are similar, we just, you know, pick and choose who we want to prosecute. That's what his statement said, essentially. So, if you're going to spend time listening to all these different cases, you're going to get more and more mad because, well, that's what happened. Now, Paul Ryan, he wants to try to block her access to security information or her clearance, because once you become the official nominee after her convention, after their convention, that's when they start receiving intelligence reports. Now, there were some people talking about maybe not giving Donald Trump the same intelligence briefings that Hillary Clinton would be getting. That would be a big issue as well. Almost as big as the candidate flying around on Air Force One yesterday, by the way, using your taxpayer dollars. This would be detrimental. Now, if they could strip her security clearance, maybe after they come back from recess, from their tanning and the Bahamas and all that stuff, and their campaigning, if they could strip her security clearance in September, October, that's it, guys. That's it. You cannot vote for somebody that has no security clearance. I mean, if they can't be trusted, they can't be trusted. And that's the issue she's having now, is she just, people can't trust her, independents can't trust her. Even Ted Cruz was a little mad about this whole thing. He hasn't said much lately. He said, Director Comey has rewritten a clearly worded federal criminal statute. In doing so, he has come dangerously close to saying that grossly negligent handling of classified material should not result in serious consequences. Ted Cruz started to get a little bit more vocal now. Does that mean something? Are we united? It's very possible. Very possible. But I don't think he's on the short list for VP. Although it's, you know, who knows? Anything could happen. Guys, stick around. We got one more segment to go here on the Rhino Report. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys. Last segment here. Today is Wednesday. Today's Hump Day show. We can say that on air, can't we? You know, we had to triage out this poll I wanted to talk about because I could talk about this poll for about 3 hours. There's so much information here. But I'm going to leave you this little tidbit. Now, we're going to talk about this tomorrow because Thursday is the big poll day, right? It's our poll crazy day. A lot of polls come out on Thursdays. But this one particular poll, 73%. Of the people who responded in this poll, of 1,300 people, lean left. Okay? 73%. Donald Trump trails by 5 points. 5 points. I wanted to talk about this. We're not going to get to it. So that's your cliffhanger for tomorrow. So here we do Wednesday cliffhangers. Not like a soap opera where you get Friday cliffhangers. Here we do Wednesday cliffhangers. Now, I think it's important that Ted Cruz is starting to get involved in this debate. I didn't think he wouldn't, but we haven't heard much from Senator Cruz since he bowed out of the primary and then went to the Derby, and then that was it, the Kentucky Derby. You know, here and there, if you're in Texas, you get a lot more from him than we do in the rest of the country. But I really believe that James Comey and Hillary Clinton have done something that Donald Trump could not do. They united the Republican Party. We are finally all on message together. We found a common enemy. In this case, it's government and Hillary Clinton. Now, Hillary was always the enemy. Always, right? But a lot of never-Trumpers would say, well, I don't care if it's Hillary. I can't vote for Trump. I can't vote for Trump. Well, now you see what's going to happen. This is proof for you. This is proof. And I think a lot of people are starting to say, you know what? It could be a lot worse than Donald Trump. It could be a lot worse. I see the ads out there now telling delegates to not vote and not show up and the whole thing. Guess what? Not going to matter. It's not going to matter. Donald Trump is still the nominee. It's going to happen that way. But I think they finally united the party. We have a common goal. It was always there. It just took James Comey for us to see it. It took an FBI report that pressed no charges on Hillary Clinton for us to see it. You know, once again, it's something else that kind of helps Donald Trump. It wasn't himself again. Right? We had a couple Supreme Court decisions on June 23rd. We had the Brexit. We've had a few things that have helped Donald Trump, and he hasn't really helped himself. He's benefited a little bit. He needs to capitalize on this stuff. He's not doing it yet. I'm not sure if it's a money thing or what it is, or if he himself is not sure what might happen at the convention. I don't know. But these are the kinds of things you need to capitalize on, especially in this kind of year where you have a divide, a serious divide among 80% of the population and then 20% undecided. Right? This is where you have to do it. So Trump needs to get on this. I think we are finally working toward unity here. You know what would unify a lot of people if they won the Mega Millions? That would unify a lot of people, or tear them apart maybe. $508 million. $508 million. Nobody won it Tuesday night. It got about a $54 million jump from last night's drawing. Now it has better odds than Powerball, so it doesn't usually get this high. But it got pretty high here, and this is the 34th time that the Mega Millions has rolled over. If I win it, all right, if I win it, I guarantee you will never hear my voice again. That much I can guarantee you. I will be off the grid, and I won't even tell you where I'm going. But, hey, if you're playing, it's in 43 states and D.C. and the Virgin Islands. So if you're playing, good luck. Good luck on the Powerball or Mega Millions. Good luck at Mega Millions. All right, guys, I'm shot. That's it. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.